I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Hello, evolutionaries. Welcome to this week's podcast episode. I wanted to share with you something that has become an interest of mine over the past few years, and that is improv. And improv is something that has intrigued me for quite some time, and I've done some reading about it. And then this summer, I decided to do something that I had thought about doing for quite some time, and that is sign up for an improv class. And improv is really a sort of a different orientation to life, where we cultivate an ability to respond to life in a very creative kind of a way and not in a prescriptive or scripted sort of a way. And one of the basic tenets of improv is the idea of yes and. And what that means is that when you're doing improv with someone else and they do something, you don't negate what they've done or what they've said. You don't refute it. You don't respond with a no. What you do is you respond with an inner yes. You accept what they've said as the present reality in your little skit that you're doing, and then you build on it with your own creative response. And this I've really loved taking these classes, and it also it came to my mind the other day. I was driving, and this was not too long after Veterans Day, when they had the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. And this, if you recall, was an occasion where President Trump was unable to attend the ceremonies at the cemetery because it was raining. And one of the reasons given was that he gave was that the helicopter wouldn't be able to fly in the rain. Now, so having been taking this improv class and having improv on my mind, I've really been thinking a lot about what would improv activism look like? Because on the whole, I find the current state of activism to be pretty sad, actually. It's very predictable. It's very locked into a given script. It's very sort of knee-jerk. It's very much based in no kind of energy. Something happens, the administration does something, and the immediate knee-jerk response is no, or that's ridiculous, or, you know. So essentially, it's the opposite of an improv response of yes and. Now, in improv, you understand that your partner in this skit is a partner. And even if you're in this skit of, you know, arguing with one another or whatever, you understand that actually you're on the same team. You're creating this thing together. And so you understand that this person who's doing these things and saying these things is your partner in bringing forth something. And you don't even know yet what it's going to be, because that's the nature of improv. You go with the flow and you create it together. So I was thinking, you know, what would improv activism look like if we understood that President Trump isn't an enemy? We're together in this really kind of wacky skit. And how can we respond as true improv artists, helping the narrative move forward in a creative way, instead of getting locked into this rigid pattern of knowing one another, N-O, knowing each other? So as I was driving to a meeting, I was thinking about this episode with the rain and the helicopter, and I thought, what would an improv response be? What would improv activism look like? And I thought, well, first of all, you wouldn't you wouldn't respond with this idea that the helicopters can't fly in the rain with a, no, that's ridiculous. You would say, yes, oh my gosh, the helicopters can't fly in the rain. And then you get on the phone with your senator and you say, Senator, do you know that our military helicopters cannot fly in the rain? Do you know this? Does the Pentagon know this? What are you doing about this? This is dire. We must do something about this. And so you can see that that kind of a response is completely different. It interjects humor. It interjects this idea of, oh my gosh, we're in this together. What are we going to do about this? And so it moves us past this oppositional energy into this creative dynamic where the narrative can actually evolve and move forward. So I've been really, really intrigued with this idea of improv activism. And I have actually spoken with a woman here in Philadelphia who is the founder of Comedy Sports here in Philadelphia. And we are going to do, hopefully, a podcast interview in the upcoming weeks for her to share more with us about the basic principles of improv and to explore how, as evolutionary activists, we can also be improv activists to bring a more playful, creative, transformative energy into the ways that we are in these times. So be looking for that in an upcoming episode. And until then, I would just invite you to think about this basic principle of improv that is yes and, because it is a stance that can transform our entire lives on every level. And so play with that. What would a yes and stance look like in your life to some of the circumstances that you are encountering in your life? And until next week, I bid you peace.